So what's like this? Amar Reb Yechon Mishim Roshim Ben Yetzadik. V'yelu Nedarim Amru Shaloi Toicha. What Nedarim are we talking about? That means a lot, that a husband can't take it. Where she made a neder, Shaloi Toicha Basar. She can't drink any meat. And that bothers the husband a lot. She can't eat any meat. He can't eat with her. V'shaloi Tishta Yayin. She can't drink any wine. V'shaloi Tiskasha to be Tzavunim. Or she made a neder, she can't wear nice colorful dresses. Clothing. So in the Dorum Matis, the husband can't take. That's called something the husband has a right to say. It's a mekach tois. Such a lady I can't take. The Kedushin is not chal. So it has to be in the Dorum that like bothers the husband. Trashi Devi inu nefesh. O mizgan alav. These are things that hurt the person and he doesn't like her. So things like this bothers him. But as Tani Nami Yachav, we learn about this also. The Elo Nadorim Amru. These are the type of the Nadorim that the husband says, Al Nash, she doesn't have. And later we find out she does have, that he has a right to say it's a Nekach Tois. Tavorim Shiesh Bim Inu Nefesh. Nadorim that bother him. It bothers his Nefesh. She means Shaloi Toicha Basar. She made a Nether, she can't eat meat. So they can never eat together, come out. Vishla Tishta Yain, she can't drink wine. Vishla Tiskashi to be Deitzavainim. Or she's not going to wear nice colorful dresses. So that these are in the dorm that bothers the husband, that's called the mekach tois. Heavy bore of papa. Papa says now ahai. On which case are we going on? Which type in the dorm are we talking about? On which part of the Mishnah? Ilay ma resh, if you want to tell me is going on the resh of the Mishnah. The resh of our Mishnah is what? Where you makadish the isha and you spoke out clearly a tanayin condition. You said only al manash ein olen nedarim. You made a condition only that she doesn't have any nedarim. For the gemara kivun the kol kapid. Since the husband spoke out the condition that Amanashi doesn't have any Nedarim, Mashmi, any type of a Ned that she has, bothers the husband. Like the husband shows us he can't take Nedarim. So not only such a big Ned that bothers the husband, even a small Ned. If she will make a Ned, she can't eat an apple. That Shachur shouldn't bother him that much. But since she spoke out any Ned I don't want, it should also be a Mekach Tois. So why only big Nedarim like this? Because Ella, it has to go on the Sefer. Elamah has to be the Pshan the Seif, we're Konsistam. You married her, well, you did not make any conditions. And then later you found out she has Nedarim. See, if the big Nedarim like this that bothers you, therefore you have a right to give her a get, and you don't have to give her a ksuba. That's the Pshat. Rav Ashi says no. I'll tell you, Elam Aresha. This Brisa could even be going on the Resha of our Mishnah. So what was the question? If the husband said a Beferisha Tanai, Mashma, any type of a Nedar she has, he can't take. Tomorrow says no. Or midi de kafti bo inshi heavy kveda. Something that bothers a person, that's called a tanai. That's what the husband meant to say. But midi de kafti bo inshi heavy kveda. But something that normally doesn't bother a person, that was not the chalal's condition. Because even in the Reisha of the Mishnah, when the husband says, I'm marrying you, I'll manas with the condition that you don't have nedarim. You know which type of a neder he meant to say? Not any little neder, stand that she can't achveis to kiss the wall, or she can't eat an apple. That doesn't bother the husband. That was not bechlal his kavona when he made no nedarim. What was in his mind at the time was only nedarim that bother him. That's beyond the braisa then. Even in the ratio of the Mishnah, what neder makes it that the kedushin is not chal? Only a neder that the husband really has a right to be bothered with. Like this thing that like this, she can't eat meat, she can't drink wine, she can't dress nicely. But otherwise, that's not called bothering. Itma would look like this. Kitcher out tonight. What's going to be if a husband marries this wife on a tonight? On the condition, al manash ain't bo mumim, you have no mum on your body, or else al manash, you have no nedarim. For konsustam, and then later he makes the nisuyin, he lives with her, and b'shas nisuyin, he doesn't make any tonight. He, like Lisbeth say, makes Nisuyin with a general, without a Tanai, without a condition. So what's the Pshat? So Rav Amarav says, Tzricha Menu Get. You should know later, even though we find out that she does have Nidorim on her, you still have to give her a get. Even though Mishnah says, you didn't Kaddish the Isha, Al-Manash, she doesn't have Nidorim. And later you find out she has Nidorim, it's Einam Kadeshes, Mashmim nothing, do you not have to give her a get? But that's only if you found out before you were consort, before you live with her. But here that you live with her, you made nisun and you live with her, stam, you didn't say it tonight then, the svar is like your moichel, it doesn't bother you the tonight anymore. We'll soon see the reason the Gemara. Therefore the kedushin is chal, and now you have to give her a get. Shmuel Amar no. Shmuel says no. Ein tzrichem ein get. Shmuel says no. The ma'aseh, you married her on this condition that she doesn't have any nedarim. True, you lived with her, you made nisuyin stam, but we say since you didn't speak out, not, so you still have das on your first condition. And your condition is that I'm only married to you, I'm not, you don't have nedarim. When the husband finds out later she has nedarim, the kedushin is not chal, therefore you don't have to give her yet. This is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now what's the svara? Omra Abaye Abaye like this. Loi teima, don't say, time of the Rav. What's the reason why Rav says if he marries and lives with her? Stam. Now the Kedushin is Chal, don't say Kivun the Kansa. Since the husband like lived with her, made Nisuyin, he had the enjoyment of living with her. Is Kansa Stam Achul Yachla Latanai, that he was like Moichel Latanai. True, when he first married her, when he made the Kedushin, it bothered him, he didn't want it to happen in the Durham. But later, since he lived with her, he made the Nisuyin Stam, don't say Rav Svari, the Beshas Nisuyin, like he's Moichel. He forgives all the Tanoim. It says, it's like as if he's saying, even though you have the Durham, still I want to marry you. No, that's not the Pshat. Because if that would be the Pshat, then he should have to give her Ksubra also. Because he's Moichel the Sinai Lagamri. Ella, but rather, the Pshat from Rav is like this, El Taim with the Rav. Lefi Sheinodim, Oise, Bilase, Bilaznus. It's only a svara, the husband doesn't want his bia now, the nisuyin, he's living with his wife, to be like a bia's nus. Therefore, his nicha that the kedushin should be chal. But still, he's not meichel the tenai legamri. It still bothers him the fact she has the nedarim, and he doesn't like the nedarim. Therefore, v'ilchus mamnis to pay the ksuba, he does not have to pay her a ksuba. True, he has to give her a get, because he wants the kedushin to be chal enough that the bia should not be a bia's nus. But Lagabi Mamoina, we say his Tanai is still there, and he only means to be Mechayiv himself to give her a Ksuba if she doesn't have Nedarim. But if it comes out that she does have Nedarim, nothing doing, he does not have to give her a Ksuba. That's the Pshat from Rav. Because if the Pshat would be that the husband is Moichum, like now overlooks completely the Tanayim, so then if he gives her a get later, he should have to give her a Ksuba also. So that's what Abaye is saying. According to Rav, all he has to do is give her a get, but not a Ksuba. Murat says, now, pligibor, for the Gemara, pligibor chodesimna. We had this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel already one time. The Yitmar, we learned the Gemara in Yavamis we had. Kitano shulaymina. A ketana was married, a ketana yisoyma doesn't have a father, her mother, her brother married her off, sonicham and rabbonin. Now, shulaymina, she didn't make miyum when she was a ketana. The katnusa. Vihigdila, and then she became gdila, she became 12 years old, and Rashi says, ubo leho, and her husband now lived with her, made bia, v'yachakach mi'ino, v'yomda v'nisseis. And then what happened was, then she was mean, like she said goodbye to her husband, and omda v'nisseis, she got married to somebody else, to a second husband. So the question is now, when she became a gedola, after she was 12 years old, she lived together with her first husband. So the question is, when the husband lived with her, did he do it almanas to make a new ma'aseh kedushin? So then he's married midiraisa to the first husband. So now that she gets married to the second one, the Kedushin is not chal at all. She's married midiraisa to the first husband. Or do we say no, even though the first husband lived with her after she was a gedola, but he didn't do it almanas Kedushin. He only did it almanas the first Kedushin he had before, which is only midirabonim. That's the shayla. Rav Omer Rav says, ain't tzricha get misheni. Rav says no, the second Kedushin is not chal at all. She does not have to get a get from the second husband. Because since the first husband lived with her, so the first husband, when he lived with her, when she was a gedola, he made the bia l'shem kedushin. So like now the mekudesh midiraisa. If they're married midiraisa, she can't get married to a second husband. Well, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Tzricha get misheni. Shmuel says no. Mashma, the first kedushin is not midiraisa, because they get married when they were when she was a katana, which is only kedushin midirabonin. Later, true, that her first husband lived with her after she became a gedola. But we don't say he did it l'shem in new kedushin. He did it l'shem what he was doing before. So the kedushin is still only with the rabbanin. So now when she gets married to somebody else, that kedushin is chal midiraisa. Therefore, she has to have a get from the second one. So Rashi says, "Shtricha get misheni to chol ha'boil adas kedushin erishenim boil." The afagav the moedish shmul that sul l'sheni the mishter shleimi b'kol ponim. Whenever you boil now, you boil. Al das kedushin or rishonim. So here you see we have this machlokes already, that Shmuel says when you boil here now, you don't have a new das now, b'shas tibia. Whereas here, even though she's a gedola now, you're not living with her now, almanas to make a new kedushin. You're living with her with the same das you had before with the old kedushin. See what? That's Shan Shmuel also. If you made tenoyim before, even though you live with her right now, the tenoyim is still chal, and therefore the kedushin is not chal at all. So we learned this machlokes already, that if you live with her right now, nothing changes according to Shmuel. Even though you live with them, still the original conditions are still here. So where the Tanai was, Almanah, she doesn't have Nedarim, and later we find out she has Nedarim, the Kedushin is not Chal. That's Shmuel's Svara. That's why Shmuel says also, the Kedushin is not Chal over here, she needs to get from the second one. Rav says no, Rav says when you make a Bia, you have new Kavon and Abishaz B, you don't want it to be a Bia's Nus. So you want it to be like a Bia's Kedushin. Therefore also, he says that when the first husband lived with her, after she became a Gedola, he had in mind to make a Kedushin. Therefore he's married to him in the Raisa, that the second husband has no makam to make Kedushin. So we had the Machlokes once, what do we have to have a second time for? So Mara says, no, we need it both places. Mara says, Suricha, we need both cases. The yit mabiyahi over here, or the case here of Ketana by Mian, become a Rav. Here Rav says, Mishum deleka Tanai, because there was no Tanoim over here. Therefore Rav says, that when he's boiled now, when he lives with her, after she comes to Gedola, he has in mind to make like a new Kedusha now. But there's no Tanai involved, that's why it's a good Kedusha. Ava Baho, maybe in our Mishnah, or the case before, where when you marry her, you made a Tanai. Our Menashe doesn't have Nedarim. And later, B'shas Nisuin, if you find out she has Nedarim, maybe since you made a Tanai, Ava Baho, the Ika Tanai, Eva Mother Lishmuel, maybe Rav would agree to Shmuel to say, the Kedushin is not Chal, even though you made Nisuin with her, so what? You're still doing it on Menashe, the first Tanai. So therefore, we need Rav's Halacha here by a Tanai of Nedarim. Now, if we only have the machlokes over here, where you marry Yamanah, she doesn't have Nedarim, and then later you live with her, make Nisuyin, and we find that she has Nedarim, I would say, maybe only over here Shmuel says that the Kedushin is not Chal. Maybe only over here Shmuel says, and it's Richa Menoget, that the Kedushin is not Chal. Abba Bahach, maybe in the case over there by Ketana, Eimah Modlin LaRav, maybe you would agree to Rav, that what? That the second Kedushin is not Chal at all? Because you say maybe Shmuel only says here because there's a Tanai. But maybe over here when the Ketana, when she became the Gedola, and the husband lived with her, there's no Tanai, maybe then he lives L'shem Kedushin. Historicha. Therefore I need the Machlokes in both cases that according to Rav, the Bia is like a new Bia right now, you're doing with the shame a new Kedushin right now. Or even though you made the Tanai in the first Kedushin, and the second with the Nisuyim by the Bia, there's no Tanoim at all. You boil a stam without Tanoim, that's Rav Svara, and Shmuel Svara is no. Even though you make a Bia now, so what? You're only doing it al-das you had before B'shas Kedushin. So if you made the Tanai B'shas Kedushin, only Yamanashi doesn't have Nedarim, so then the Kedushin is not Chal, we find out later, she has Nedarim. The same thing, the Ketana, even though she became a Gedola, even though the husband lived with her, so what? The husband doesn't make like a new Bia, a shame, a new Kedushin. He's only living with her right now, Amanas, what he did before, and the Kedushin that did before was only Midirabonin, therefore the Kedushin never becomes Midiraisa. Therefore, she gets married to a second husband. Now that she's a Gedola, she would need to get from the second husband. Tanam, we learned like this. Konsa Stam. Let's say, it says in our Mishnah, Konsa Stam, you make Nisuyin, you marry your wife, Stam, without conditions. But in Solen Nedarim, the lady you find, she has Nedarim. So our Mishnah says, Tetzish Le B'Ksuba. Tzadik is Ksuba Hudu Le Boi. Mashma, only you don't have to pay her a Ksuba. Since the reason why you're giving her a get is because you can't take the Nedarim she has, there's like something wrong with her, therefore we don't have to pay her a Ksuba. But the Deik is Hagita Boi. But if you do have to give her a get, Mashma Kedushin was Chal. My love isn't the case of the Sefer the Mishnah talking about, Kitcha Tanai, like it's a continuation of the Resha, where you made Kedushin on a Tanai, and now she has no Nedarim. And then B'shas Nisuyin, you made Nisuyin Stam. So who it's a Raya to Shmuel. That says what? That since you're Konsa Stam, you're like, the Tanoim are not here anymore. That's a Raya to Rav, I mean. Forget, they're like Rav, that Tzricha Menoget, that since you make Stam Nesuya now, you want the Kedushin to be Chal. That's why it says you only don't have to give her a Ksuba, but Mashal get you have to. My love could share out tonight the consistam, melot yuf to the shmul of Yakasha and shmul. Mora says loy, could be there's no rhyme for now Mishnah. I tell you, the Mishnah means loy, kitcha stam. We're talking about not the continuation from the ratio. It's a new case where you makadish your wife stam without any conditions. For consistam. And you also made nisuyin stam without any conditions. And just later you found that she has the dorim, that's the chiddush, even though you have to give her a get, but the ksubi you don't have to pay her. Avo, but it could be in a case of Kitshal Tanai the Konsistam, Hokinamid Leboy Gita. Maybe it could be still like Shmuel, that in a case, even though you made the Kedushin Al Tanai, but since the Kanisa, the Nechut Nesuyin, you made Stam without a condition, I tell you don't have to have a get. Shmuel says, if that's true, Adatoni, if it says, Amakadash Asisha, Amnashen Alen Adorim, Nislan Adorim, Menem Kadeshis, listening Konsistam, Nislan Adorim, Menem Kadeshis, Hoshkeno. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do this last Gemara over again.